Stephen Bissett, BESSETTE, date of birth is 7/17/80, date of service is 1/21/13. Routine 3-month follow-up for back pain and tobaccoism. History of dyslipidemia and pulmonary embolus in 2008. Current medications, Percocet 10-325, 4 daily, Concerta 36 milligrams BID, and possibly a second medication, both prescribed by Dr. Osh, OCH, his psychiatrist. In paragraph, he reports his back pain has been stable. He did have an increase in symptoms. His LS-MRI done in November was reviewed with him. He has mild to moderate spinal canal and neuroforaminal stenoses around S1, but there was no extruded disc fragment. Dr. McGillicuddy of neurosurgery did not think that he was a surgical candidate. I've advised the patient to consider either chiropractic or physical therapy treatment, including a physical therapy that's close to where he lives and he can walk. His transportation is limited. He does not have a license as he did not pay excise taxes for several years, and he has an outstanding parking ticket. There's no tenderness on exam in his back. He does have some loss of lumbar lordosis and some diminution in range of movement of the LS spine, chiefly flexion and extension. Reflexes are intact. He can walk on his toes and his heels. He has no GIGU symptoms. He declines referral to pain clinic as he has no transportation. New paragraph, medications otherwise include naproxen 500 milligrams BID, Zyprexa 10 milligrams BID. New paragraph, he reports his mental status is stable. His girlfriend has left for another man. Both parents have turned over custody of their son to Stephen's brother wife, with whom the son has been residing anyway. That couple has 2 children, and Stephen thinks it's best for him to grow up in a family environment. Stephen does visit his child often. New paragraph, tobaccoism and the need for him to stop smoking was reviewed, including his risk factors for coronary artery disease with the low HDL cholesterol and the risk for more emboli given his previous history of a pulmonary embolus, declines classes, Chantix, Nicoderm, and Wellbutrin. In paragraph, he notes he's had a recent strep throat, which he was seen in Harrington Hospital, feels well now, 3-month follow-up.